Is Tamar Khan, that very, very good science and health writer for Business Day, has on the front page of Business Day today this story. SA's medicines regulator has revived the debate on the control of codeine and is considering ruling that popular painkillers and cough suppressants containing codeine are sold on prescription only unless the industry can come up with a viable alternative. Flora Matlala is the pharmacovigilance unit manager at the health regulator, the SAHPRA. Flora, very good afternoon.
Okay, thank you too. And to your listeners.
How bad is the abuse of codeine-containing medication, which currently is OTC, Flora?
So the abuse of the codeine, which is an opioid medicine, is quite huge in the country. And the worst thing is that it's actually escalating to other countries that have banned the use of this products, or they have actually upscheduled the schedule of this particular medicine. So we have seen that the use has been actually increasing, and it's actually affecting the youth, which is actually more concerning. So yeah, that's the situation right now in the country.
I mean, has there been research to see, I mean, what percentage of codeine users abuse it, become addicted to it, because one can become addicted to codeine? So some sense of how big is the problem that you're looking either to control by taking this legislative, this regulatory step, or asking the industry to come up with?
So the whole idea of the communication that we issued is actually to gather more information regarding the use or the misuse of this product in the country. So hence we are requesting that pharmaceutical companies together with wholesalers can actually provide us, the regulatory authority, with information regarding the amount that they're actually distributing or they're getting, so that we can determine how much of this product is actually being used in this country. So by so doing, we would have facts that will actually inform the decision to be made regarding the scheduling of this product, whether we should continue with it, the rescheduling, whether we should continue with it or not.
Yeah, but I mean, you must have some sense that the degree of abuse is sufficiently serious to warrant possibly making most pills that most of us would go and buy at our pharmacy to control a headache or a little bit of an ache and a fever would contain codeine. So you must have some sense that it is a pretty serious issue.
We do have some sense, but that is not something statistically that has been done. So we do receive media releases that have been issued. We do receive communication from media houses that talk to these issues. And we have also seen documentaries on television that talks to the illicit misuse of this product. So hence we have embarked on this process to see how far or how deep is this problem, and what steps should we undertake as a regulatory authority to ensure that the public of South Africa is actually protected from this problem that we see.
Okay, to what extent have you engaged with the industry on this prior to the latest?
Okay, so previously, about 3 years or so ago, we have actually engaged with the industry on the issue, and then we have actually upscheduled the quantities of certain levels of the medicine. Like your 200 mils of codeine will be in Schedule 3 compared to 100 mil, which is Schedule 2. So those are some of the engagements that we have done, together with the, what you call the Codeine Protective Initiative that we issued. This has actually started a few years back, and they've been coming up with ways of how we can cap on this, but unfortunately, some of the things are not really feasible. So we have decided that let's try another initiative, something different that we can look into and see whether it will help or not.
Yes, I mean, as listeners are pointing out to me, Flora, if we do get to the point where you introduce a regulation saying that you know, products, ABC, the whole list containing codeine can only be got via a doctor's prescription, it increases health costs. Because at the moment, if my Miprodol or my Gen-Pain, if I run out of that, I go to my nearest pharmacy and I buy it over the counter. If I have to get a prescription, then doctors charge for prescriptions. Many doctors charge for repeat prescriptions, and you can only get a prescription repeated so many times before you have to go back and get another prescription. So it will add, I don't know by how much, but it will add to the cost of healthcare for sometimes poor South Africans.
I fully agree with what you are highlighting right now. But I think it's important to look at the mandate of the regulatory authority, that we look at the safety, quality, efficacy and performance of the products that we actually regulate. And our main mandate is actually to protect the public of South Africa from the effects of this medicine. So our responsibility is actually from that angle to say we are here to protect the public from the illicit effects of this medicine. So if a medicine is being misused, because under normal circumstances, your codeine being taken under the normal direction by a healthcare professional, then it shouldn't have all the effects that we see. But unfortunately, because it's now being misused, so hence we have this particular problem. So we have to look at the benefits, risk analysis of this particular medicine, and see whether it's benefiting the public or not.
I wonder whether pharmacists could play a greater role, because, I mean, every time I buy my particular painkiller of choice, it's entered into the computer system. So if I'm buying a box of, I don't know, 24, and I'm doing that every 10 days, then there is an issue, and the pharmacist, at the very least, should have a conversation with me.
That's very true, and that's actually one of the measures that has also already been put in place. But unfortunately, not all pharmacists are actually doing that. Yes, it's mandated by the South African Pharmacy Council, which is one of our stakeholders, to say for any Schedule 2 going up, we need to record particulars of the patient. But the other challenge is that we don't have a system that is interconnected throughout the country. So people who are actually using this medicine for illicit purposes, they actually go to different pharmacies. So you'd never be able to get the whole picture of what is the usage for this particular patient except at that particular pharmacy. So those are the challenges that we still have as a country and that we still need to work on.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Flora Matlala is the Pharmacovigilance Unit Manager at the SAHPRA, the Medicines Regulator.